So what about the masters, internal psychology? Well, the masters, they're yes-sayers, right? Their first act of evaluation is to say, I'm awesome, I'm beautiful, I'm strong, I'm rich, this is awesome. And what this surplus of confidence provides for the master is that the master becomes somewhat indifferent, a cool nonchalance to the external world. He embraces danger. He's not easily offended at all. And even when he commits atrocities, he walks away cheerful. I quote to you Nietzsche. Masters step back into the innocence of the beast of prey conscience as jubilant monsters who perhaps walk away from a hideous succession of murder, arson, rape, torture, with such high spirits and equanimity that it seems as if they have only played a student prank, convinced that for years to come, the poets will again have something to sing in praise. The picture that Nietzsche paints of the master is of this joyful brute. And he is a brute, okay? So he's very stupid, partially because he's never had to use his intellect. But what's positive here is his naivete, okay? The fact that he doesn't overthink things.